So, okay, tonight I figured I'd start the show with a little story. About the second time I did mushrooms.
Oh, Jesus.
No, it's a good story because it was such a great fucking day. I went to Central Park with my girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife. Somebody had some mushrooms. I took the mushrooms, and man, I was fucked up. I was just in a profoundly altered state. We were in Central Park. It was a beautiful day. There was a bunch of, like, old white German people playing softball. And they took a group picture with their softball team, and I got in the picture. It's out there somewhere. I go to Central Park South. I had a bunch of cash on me. I got in a fucking horse and buggy. I gave the guy what must have been $1,500 and said, take me around until this wears off. I was 22. I rode this fucking horse and buggy all the way from Central Park South with my girlfriend that's now my wife, hoofs clopping. White people like niggas when we in the back of horses. Everyone was waving to me and shit like this. It was a fucking beautiful day. Like, the sun starts setting, and I go to my friend Brian Settle's house. Brian Settle's is a saxophonist. He lived in Greenwich Village. I had one of them early cell phones.
You had one, right? But you called my landline, and you were like, yo, come to the window.
Say, look out your window.
I look down, it's you, Marcus.
And he looks out, and he's like, yo, nigga, it's me on a horse and buggy. I was like, yo, come with me.
It's Elaine, I think.
Now we all in this fucking horse and buggy. And we go around the corner to the Boston Comedy Club. But I felt good. I pulled up to the comedy club on a horse and buggy. Niggas was like, what is your night about? This is probably 3 hours into, so I'm still tripping, right? And I decide I'm gonna go on stage.
Oh, shit.
Right. Right. Now here we get into the meat of it. Walk on stage. It's something that we do all the time. Every
all the
night.
Time.
Well, now, remember, Kwali, I'd never done this before. I felt this way once before, but not this intensely. And I said, well, I'm gonna go on stage. It was like a beacon, like I had to do it. I get on stage, and I look at the crowd, and I realized for the first time what it is that I actually do for a living. I was off put that everyone was just looking at me. I looked like a deer in headlights. I just stood there and I looked at the crowd for a long time. You know how I got out of it? I told them what I was going through. It was that simple. It felt like the end of the world. And I said, oh, I should tell you guys, I took mushrooms for only the second time today. I am fucked up. And everyone started cracking up laughing. And once they were in on the joke and I knew we were on the same page, I was a courageous comedian. And I swear to God, for the next 2 hours, you're not supposed to do a 20-minute spot, but you know, I was on one. I was the funniest man alive as far as I was concerned for just 2 hours. Phew. Anyway, I say all that to say, the other day I get a letter in the mail. And in the letter was a Polaroid picture of me and my wife. And me and my wife are getting mad as fuck at each other. But the picture was from that day.
Someone sent me a message on Instagram, and he said, I found this picture in a car that my dad had gone to look at. I've had this picture for the past several years and just figuring out how to get it to you. And he found me on Instagram, he mailed it to me, and it was this picture of that day, and it's us in Central Park. I'm wearing sunglasses. We were young, but we looked young. It's just a sweet picture, and it's sweet that it came back to us from that day, from, you know, a great memory.
I'm trying to tell you, anytime we get together, we never know if it's gonna be the time that we'll make the memory that we never forget. That's right. Welcome to the Midnight Miracle.
What's happening? Am I interrupting? I'm late as fuck. What's happening, y'all?
Well, we're just wrapping the show up, nigga. What are you doing? We're just in time for the prayer.